Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
And with the opening commodity market report at 9:49, I'm Jay Pierce in for Dave Dickey today, who's out of Kansas City at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Convention, along with Todd Gleason. And let's check how the prices fared in the resumption of trading on the Chicago Board of Trade. Of course, we give the overnight numbers at 8:49 Central Time. December wheat, first of all, in Kansas City, opened at $7.86, one lower. March at $8 even was up a quarter. The spring red wheat for December at 836 up 2. March opened at 825 unchanged. Now in Chicago, December wheat opened at 764 down 1.5. March at 787 a half higher. July at 686 down 2. And September at 679 and a quarter, 3 lower. December corn opened at 378, and that was 3 and a quarter higher. March at 394 and a quarter, up 2.5. May at 405, up 3.25. July at 413, up 3. September corn at 419 and 3/4, opening 4 3/4 higher. December opened at 423, up 2.25. And the March 09 contract opened at 429.5, 2.5 higher. January soybeans, 1082, up 3.5 on the, make that 3.25 higher on the open. March at 1098, up 3.75. May at 1105.5, 7.25 higher. And the July contract opened at 1104, up 4. August at 1091 was up 8. November 08 soybeans at 1015, up 4 on the open. And January 09 opened at 1024, 12 higher. The December soybean meal opened at 295, up 150. And January at 296.70, up 130. Soybean oil for December opened at 45 even, up 34, and the January oil contract at 45.50, up 43. Taking a look at how the trade is currently going in Kansas City, the wheat currently down 2, down 3/4, down 2 on that December contract. The red spring wheat down 2 to 3 in Chicago. Wheat is trading anywhere from a quarter lower to 1 3/4 higher. Corn is trading in a narrow range from 4 to 5 3/4 higher. And soybeans are trading anywhere from 6.5 to 9 higher right now. And let's bring our analyst Mike Suslow of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, online this morning. Mike, how are you doing?
Doing good, Jay. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. It's been a long week, but we're going to get through it. We got Dave and Todd out at the Farm Broadcasters Convention in Kansas City, and we're going to be anxious to hear from them on the closing market report and you as well. But then Commodity Week is going to be, well, they'll be out there bringing us some of the latest news from the convention as well as talking to our regular assortment of panelists. So it's going to be kind of fun
tomorrow morning. That's always a good show to be at. You really run into a lot of nice people there.
Well, take a look at some of the numbers that came out on the opens this morning. What are you seeing in some of these?
Beans continue to lead us, Jay. We had another very good week of weekly exports. They beat the estimates just around 1.3 million metric tons, well over the estimates. And I think it probably raises and the question and gives you a better answer as to why the beans have been able to go so much sharply higher without the help of bean oil this week, without the help of wheat, without the help of corn, without the help of gold, and without the help of crude. It pretty much speaks that the trade in Chicago, ever since the beginning of the week when it sniffed out potential bean oil deals that China was booking in South America and bean deals that they were booking here in our Pacific Northwest, it's been a demand-led market, and that has been followed up by very strong producer, processor buying, I should say. The processors have come in and reportedly booked a lot of their needs and bought a lot of their needs on the cash market and have also worked those crushing spreads as well. So it is an issue where the China demand expectations are being propped up here, and traders are asking themselves, well, why is China needing these beans so bad? Have they just gotten themselves caught with some low short-term supplies? Or is their own crop, their own bean crop and production from this past year down a lot more than we're assuming it is right now? And you throw on top of that some of the more recent news out of Brazil that the acreage increase didn't come in as big as we would have thought due to price, and it was mainly because the weather did not permit. The price was right for them to produce a lot more, but the acreage increase may only be a little over 2%. So for Brazil in particular, where 60 million metric tons was the low end of the production range about 2 months ago, it's now starting to be talked at as the high end of range. So prices are reflecting that, and the risk premium is being built as we speak.
Mm-hmm. What about in the corn pits? Corn a little bit higher. The export was within expectations, maybe a little bit on the high side of the expectations?
Yeah, really nice corn export sales. You know, corn has had to fight the battle of a 5.5% decline in gold this week and a pretty sizable decline, not as big a decline in crude oil, and a pretty sizable decline, a couple percent decline in the wheat as well. So the crude oil, the gold, and the wheat tend to impact the corn price a little bit more. Early in the week, corn was being bought up, and we made that high of 385.5, 385 area on the gold inflationary mindset by some of the traders in the pits and in the electronic trade. They've taken a lot of that out now, and we're kind of just sitting where we were about midweek this week. And you know, last week's close was around 386.75. This week's high was around 385, 385.5. We just can't seem to get above last week's levels. If we do, though, and if it's led by these outside markets and wheat turns around, and obviously beans the engine here today, then we might be able to be getting that March contract up and, well above $4, right around that 415 level. That's probably where we'll make some more recommendations to sell some more old crops, some more 07.
Mm-hmm. Wheat struggling a bit this morning.
Yeah, it has all week. You know, we did see a little bit of stabilization on some Argentine frost scares the last couple days. They also, in the trade, were talking about maybe the Southern Plains last night getting extra cold. Export sales, pretty dismal, better than last week, but last week was a marketing year low, so not much better than last week. And the U.S. weather wasn't that cold overnight, so we are struggling. It would be nice to see a major trend line of resistance violated in Dease wheat here in Chicago at around the 775 level, Jay. If we'd be able to do that, we think that probably spurs some technical short covering. Maybe the funds would come back in and get long here on an idea that we've found a bottom in the short term. We're not bearish the new crop July as much because we do think that the dry weather in the Southern Plains and the issues Argentina has had is going to keep a pretty good foundation under July 08 futures. But we would say that the Dease and the March certainly need the help of good demand, and they didn't get that today.
Mike, anything else you want to touch on this morning?
That'll do it. You have a great day, sir.
All right. We'll talk to you this afternoon.
Thank you, Jay.
Mike Zuzulo, Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana. He'll be back on the closing market report later today. December wheat in Kansas City currently down 2 at 7.85. July at $7 even, up a quarter. December wheat in Chicago at 761.5, down 4. March down 4.5 at 782. July at 686.5, down 1.5. December corn at 380.25, up 5.5. March at 397, up 5.25. May at 407, up 5.25. And December 08 at 425.75, up 5. January soybeans 1086.25. Up 7.5. March at 1101.5, up 7.25. May soybeans for 08 at 1106, up 7.75. November 08 at 1020, up 9. December soybean meal at 294.70, up 120. January at 297.20, up 180. December oil at 44.94, up 28. January at 45.40, up 33. December live cattle on the market 94.62.5, currently down 70. And the February contract at 97.17.5, down 77.5. November feeder, make that January feeder cattle, 108.40, down 92.5. The lean hogs for December at 52.80 unchanged. February at 60.50, down 40. And April lean hogs at 66.20, down 20. The frozen pork bellies for February at 90.50, currently down 75. On the outside markets, the crude oil for December, 95.25, up 182. January at 93.82, up 175. CRB index is up 280 at 349.29. The dollar 75.94 is down 10, and the Dow Jones Industrials off 12.5 points at 13.097. Meteorologist Ed Kieser says the north today across the two states, northern parts of both states, Illinois and Indiana, and central Illinois will be partly sunny. Central Indiana and in the south mostly sunny. Highs from 42 in northeast Indiana to 56 in southwestern Illinois. Tonight in the north mostly cloudy, central partly to mostly cloudy, the south partly cloudy, lows 31 to 37. And tomorrow north and central northern parts of both states and central Indiana cloudy with some scattered showers of light rain and snow. Central Illinois and southern Indiana mostly cloudy. Southern Illinois partly to mostly sunny. Highs 42 northeast to 60 in the far south. And we're expecting wind speeds 8 to 16 miles an hour today. Minimum afternoon relative humidity between 25% in southwest Illinois to 55% in northern Indiana today. 45% in the south tomorrow. 75% in northeast Indiana. This is WILL Urbana, 10 o'clock. David Inge, the host of Focus 580. What's coming up this morning?